This is the spillway bridge, where excess water spills over into the brook and away to Rutland Water. You might see a swan or two here, depending what time of year it is, maybe even a nest. They get very protective when they have their young, so you need to pay them respect, especially if they have their cygnets with them. They famously mate for life, don't they? And I was told the male swans, the cobs, are much more useful than many other male birds, or mammals for that matter, helping to build the nests and even spending time sitting on the eggs. Very progressive. Come on, let's keep moving. It won't be too long before there are some places you can sit down and have a rest if you need to. You should see the fields open out on your right as you walk under the hawthorns. And the rushes in the water here are very thick. If you get to the dam and the wooden bridge while I'm still talking, then just wait there until I've finished. The Melton Navigation, which was in many ways a partner project to this one, with the same engineers working on both, opened in 1797, whilst the Oakham Canal was still some time away from reaching where we are now. But it did allow trade to start entering these waters. The Leicester Navigation Company sending nearly 1,300 tons of coal this way, probably reaching as far as Freeby Wharf. That year, there were three calls for money on the shares, £5 each time as normal, in February, June and November. They were the 16th, 17th and 18th time that money was requested, leaving only £15 a share left in the kitty.
I never wanted him to put our money into that thing. It will make our fortune, he says. We can't just be bakers all our lives. We need to seize the opportunity that modern technology is offering us. When he handed over his last payment, and I pointed out that the canal still hadn't managed to find its way anywhere near us, he told me that I didn't understand these things, the way that modern businesses work. Well, I said, I do understand that we're 300 feet up a hill without any handy rivers nearby to provide water, which wasn't particularly appreciated. And then the letter arrived. They'd run out of money. Of course they had. But there was no need for concern because they'd applied to Parliament for a new act to raise more money to sink into the thing. See, he said, everything is under control. But I'm not so sure. Do you think our bakery would survive if we operated like this? Saying something is going to cost one thing when it's going to end up costing a great deal more. They always have the wrong people running these operations. That's the truth. It's never those who really know how to budget, who really know what it means to be keeping an eye on every penny that's being spent. Another £30,000. An extra £30 of which is to be paid per share. And this is the thing that really gets me. If we do not stump up that extra cash, then according to this new bill, the shares you've already paid for are forfeited. If this is the kind of thing that's going to happen in this new world that the canal is supposedly going to thrust us into, then I'd rather keep to the old one, thank you very much. The one where you shake hands on a deal, and that's that. They shout about tyranny over in France, but if the government here can pass a bill like that, then before we know it, we'll have a guillotine in the Buttercross. And anyone who dares ask where the water's going to come from for this canal will find their head rolling down towards the George onto the boot of a drunken coachman, who is probably cursing this canal and the impact on his life as much as I am.
The Green Corridor Project built this bridge, if you're here by now. They're very proud of it. No one in the group having built a bridge before. This was the spot, years ago, where Bill and his mates used to dive off when they came swimming here, off the old dam that the anglers built to keep the water level up so they could fish the canal. It was still only about 4 foot deep, so you had to be careful. They spent hours and hours here, Bill said. And if I stand here long enough, I can almost see them doing it. We're going to walk along the eastern bank now, on the right, past the anglers' pitches. And we'll have a sit down too soon. So when you're ready, go to the next track.